Hello, everyone. Joining us today, Aaron Rodgers. Feel free to applaud in the privacy of your own home. And Aaron, I got to ask you a football question. When you're out there running for your life, or seemingly running for your life, do you have a plan, or are you in fact running for your life?
I like to think I usually have a plan. It's the outside the pocket plays are often my favorite because that's where I become the aggressor, and I'm on the attack with the ability to run or pass. There's often times where you either hear the crowd and know someone's chasing you, or you actually visibly see a guy coming at you that you realize the decision-making process has to be sped up a little bit. But I always enjoy the opportunity to extend the play and to put the defense on their heels a little bit.
Aaron, over the last five seasons, you've established a standard of success like no other, really. And I was wondering, at the end of a game or the end of a season, how do you define success for yourself? I mean, like, what does it take for you to say, I feel good about that?
Well, really, winning the Super Bowl. I mean, I think that has to be the goal after you've won one, especially. It just lets you know how difficult that run is. But really, how that's the most important thing. I mean, Vince Lombardi said it best. You know, winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. And I think that still rings true in this organization today. I mean, the expectations are so high outside the building, inside the building, inside the locker room. We want to win. And we know that it's all about how many championships you can stack. We've got one so far. You never know how many opportunities you're going to get. So we're going to try and make the most of every one.
You mentioned expectations. Every time you jog out of that tunnel, expectations for you are enormous. You know, the Packers are all banged up. Why are they favored? Well, they enjoy a huge advantage at the most important position, quarterback. Expectations out of this world. How do you, you're still a human being. How do you deal with that?
Well, you know what? I just try and stay focused on the things that I can control. I think I learned that as a young player in this league, that there's so many things in this game outside your realm of understanding or control. And if you spend time worrying about that, you can go crazy out there. Or in the locker room or at home. So just try and focus on the little things. For me, it's preparation. It's making sure when I run on that field, I know I'm the most prepared guy out there, and I expect to play well. It's a confidence that I take from the Monday through Saturday, the time I put in to get ready to play a game, the practice time, the film, the meeting room, the talks with the receivers and the line. And when I step on the field, I expect to play well. So anything less than that for me is a disappointment.
Aaron, I would call your game very precise and yet not careful. How do you balance the two?
It's tough. You know, it really is. It's a fine line between making the right play and taking unnecessary chances. And I've always felt like extending plays and trying to make things happen when the pocket breaks down, you know, instead of forcing a throw into a situation, has always been a better play for our offense. And limiting my turnovers, because I touch the ball on every single play, I think can have a direct impact on the game. That's usually the stat, the turnover ratio, which can determine who's going to win the game. And if I'm not turning the ball over because I touch it every play, I'm giving our offense and our team a chance to win, I think.